I went out in 1990 and bought this conversion van. I'd always wanted, well, actually, I hadn't always wanted one, but a friend of mine let me drive his conversion van to the beach one time, and I loved this car. Man, I'm sitting up there, you know, and you're over top of everybody. I mean, this is a power vehicle here, folks. You know, it's just kind of like you're bigger than everybody, and you're higher than everybody, and you're just meaner than everybody in this car, and nobody's going to tangle with you, and I'm driving along, you know, in bucket seats, man, everything like that, and I said to my wife, I have got to have one of these. So she said, "Would you really?" She said, "Why don't you get some advice? You know, I don't really know if this is good." Oh, yeah. So she said, "Well, you know, why don't you get some advice?" So I went to my father-in-law, her dad. Now, I honestly don't know if she'd talk to him first or not. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't doubt it, but I don't know. And I said, "What do you think about this?" He said, "Well, how much is it going to cost you?" So I told him how much it's going to cost me. "How much are you going to put down?" I told him. "How much are your payments going to be?" And I told him. He said, "Well, you know, it's big and it's heavy and it eats tires for lunch. You know, and it guzzles gasoline, and look at these payments, and can you really afford this? And what's this vehicle going to be like around town? I mean, to drive it around town, is this the ideal vehicle to drive around town, you know? And is this the kind of image you want to project?" Now, it didn't have fuzzy upholstery on the dashboard or, you know, or dice hanging from the rearview mirror or anything. I mean, it wasn't like that, but he's like, "Is this real?" And so I said, "You know, you bring up a lot of good points," and then I paid absolutely no attention and went and bought it. This thing about sunk my family's finances. I call it the black hole because it sucked up every dollar I made. This thing was unbelievable. I sold it a year and a half later, lost money, lost my shirt on the thing, was just happy when the guy drove it away. I was just like, thank God. It was one of the worst decisions I ever made in my whole life. But I'd gotten some advice and paid absolutely no attention to it.